Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson, and I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project and the Wellcome Trust. The date is the 25th of September 2009. If you could please state your full name, your age, and where you're from.
My name is Jonathan May Bowles. I'm 24, and I'm from Windsor.
And how are you doing today?
I'm pretty good, yeah. I'm excited about going on the plinth.
So can I ask how you initially heard about the project?
I initially saw the project on the news probably 3 or 4 months ago. And then I was inspired to do it because I saw someone else go on, and they were really good a few weeks ago. And I thought, yeah, I might as well sign up. So I signed up, and I've been very lucky in getting on.
What was it that actually inspired you to want to get involved?
The person in question did something really interesting with the medium. They were up there, and they pretended to propose to their girlfriend, and their girlfriend ran away. And then they spent the next 45 minutes kind of pretending to break down, and people didn't know whether it was real or whether it was fake. And I thought that was really exciting. It got me really excited about the project. And I thought, at the time, I didn't know what I'd do, but I thought I might as well throw my hat in the ring.
And how did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Excited, but scared, because I had no idea what I was going to do. It was 24 hours ago.
So what are you planning on doing today with your hour?
I am going to go up there, and I've gotten friends and friends of friends to tell me secrets, which they're happy for me to tell everyone while I'm up on the plinth. And I'm going to read those out, and I'm also going to get people who are watching either from home or from in Trafalgar Square to text in their own secrets, which I'll read out as well.
Where did you kind of conceive this idea? How did you dream this up?
I don't know. It was the first idea which popped into my head yesterday, and I thought, I think it was because it's a very, very deliberately public thing, getting on the plinth, and I thought secrets are a private thing, and I liked that juxtaposition.
So, what are your kind of hopes, fears, expectations for your hour?
I'm hoping lots of people text in. I'm hoping I get some really interesting secrets. I'm hoping people enjoy watching it.
So are you playing, or not playing, but are you doing your hour more towards... geared towards the people watching online or the public around the plinth?
I suppose ultimately the people watching online, because most of the secrets I've gotten are from people I know who will watch it online rather than being here, so it's probably an audience of largely people I know.
So what exactly are you taking up with you?
I'm taking up a sign with a mobile phone number which people can text their secrets in on. And I'm taking up an envelope with about 60 or 70 secrets that I've gotten hold of. And yeah, that's it. And some gaff tape to put the sign up.
Could you tell me a little bit about yourself, kind of what you do?
I'm currently unemployed, but I'm also an amateur stand-up comedian and writer. I write sketches, and I'm writing a sitcom as well at the moment. Yeah, that's me. That's what I do.
So how did you get into stand-up comedy?
I've always wanted to do it, and about a year ago, just over a year ago, I started writing sketches, and someone told me of an open mic night where I could go and try it, and I thought, what the hell, you know, you only live once. I went and had a go and really enjoyed it. I've been doing it ever since.
How do you feel when you're up there doing it?
It depends entirely on the night. Sometimes excited, elated, sometimes quite aggressive. Sometimes it's just like I'm not really there, like I'm just... in character or in the script in what I'm doing, and I don't feel anything until I get off stage. It entirely depends. Usually when I get off stage I feel brilliant, whether it's gone well or whether it's gone quite badly.
Do you find it quite difficult to differentiate yourself between your kind of character and yourself, or do you find that quite easy to keep them separate?
I do find it difficult. I find that I don't do that much of a character on stage, but I find in general I always have to be looking for the funny thing to do or say. And I mean, actually, one of the things I'm pleased about what I'm doing today on the plinth is it's not specifically aimed at comedy, because I saw this as an art thing more than a comedy thing, so I want to do something different from what I normally do. I'm glad that I've achieved that.
So your interest in kind of the arts, is it purely theatre or visual arts as well?
I'm interested in all of them, but I don't claim to know anything about them. I enjoy them when I see them, but I probably don't appreciate them on as deep a level as perhaps you're supposed to.
What do you think of this project in particular so far?
From what the ones that I've seen online, I've enjoyed it. There's what's the right word? There's almost a kind of anarchy to it that people may just get up there and do nothing. And that's a very, very brave decision on the part of the art project, that they're not vetting anything really before it goes up there, and it could be rubbish, but that allows for fantastic things to come through. So I approve of this project.
So Anthony Gormley, are you quite familiar with him as an artist?
I know he did The Angel of the North, but beyond that I'm not very familiar with him as an artist.
How do you think as an individual you'll kind of contribute to the project as a whole?
I don't know. I hope I'm doing something interesting and a little bit different and something that plays with the medium, but I'll be able to answer that question better in an hour when I've come down off the plinth. I just hope I'm interesting and entertaining.
So could you tell me a little bit about where you were born, where you grew up, your childhood?
I was born in Windsor and spent pretty much the first 21, 22 years of my life there. It's quite a boring place. It's got a castle, but that's about it. Once you've seen the castle, you've seen Windsor. But I think for that reason, I kind of became interested in things like comedy and writing, because it was a way of getting out of what's quite a dull area. There's not a lot really to say about it apart from that.
So your interest in comedy, when did you start actually involving yourself rather than purely watching other people?
When did I start performing?
Yeah.
I did my first performance on the 11th of November last year. Although that's not quite true. I go to an annual summer camp with a large group of friends of mine, and I'd been comparing the comedy and the entertainment there for a few years. So doing it in front of friends, probably since I was 16, 17, but doing it in front of strangers, doing it as kind of a professional amateur rather than amateur, only just under a year.
What would you say your main interests are?
Comedy. I increasingly sound like a one-trick pony. Writing. I've got playing with my son Joshua, who's 7. I don't know really. I'm clearly very, very single-minded about comedy. I can't think of anything else that I'm that excited by. I'm interested in politics as well. I try and keep abreast of current affairs. I'm always reading the news, and I always say that the only sports I'm interested in are elections, because I think that they're the best possible sport, because everyone in some way or another is involved. So I'm looking forward to the general election next year.
When you say you take an interest, do you just make sure that you're informed as an individual, or do you actually take part in anything?
When I see the opportunity and when I think it's a good idea, I take part. I campaigned for the Liberal Democrats in 2005 because I felt very strongly about the Iraq War, but that was kind of a strategic alliance, because I'm probably quite far to the left of the Lib Dems. I'm definitely quite far to the left of the Lib Dems. So that was about the war. At the moment, I'm looking at a project where I'll be doing some anti-fascist stuff, but that's kind of in early stages at the moment, so I don't want to talk too much about it. Yeah.
Is that a personal project?
That's a personal project, yeah.
Okay. So you, Lib Dems, are you going to be evolving any of your kind of political ideas up on the plinth?
No, not really. I occasionally include them when I do stand-up comedy, but I'm not always sure that art and politics or comedy and politics really mix. I think they can mix, but I think if they're done wrong, it ends up to the detriment of them both. I think particularly with comedy, you can end up with something that's quite good politics but not very funny. So today's really just about, I don't know, just about art. if it is art, I don't know. We'll find out.
Do you think there is a kind of political undertone to the project?
I suppose it's about democracy. It's about involving the individual, and what Anthony Gormley's done is he's taken the space that he's been given and said that in a sense it doesn't really belong to him, it belongs to the people, and the art is whatever people make it. And so from that point of view, I think it is very political. I think that's that's very exciting. There's probably a political subtext to what I'm doing, but I haven't had time to think about what it is because I came up with the idea yesterday. But it's a political subtext to everything.
So ideally, what would you like to be, or what do you want to go into?
Ideally, I would like to be a stand-up comedian, or a writer, or something along those lines. But laughter and comedy are the things that give me most joy in life, so something in that line of work would be absolutely perfect for me.
So you said you have a son?
Yeah.
And how old is he?
He's 7.
Is he watching today?
No, because he'll be at school, but I expect he'll watch on the internet and be interested for about 30 seconds because daddy's on the internet, and then get quite bored. But that's, you know, that's how 7-year-olds are.
So how did your life kind of turn around when you had your son?
Well, I was very young. Me and his mother were both 17, and it made things very different. I stayed on and did sixth form, but then I had to go and get a job. And once I had saved up a bit of money, I did go to university. But it made things very, very different, because obviously all of my friends were off doing things that you do when you're 18 or 19, and I wasn't really doing those things. It meant that I had to grow up very quickly. But in an odd way, I think that's meant that I've had a degree of arrested development as well, and there's still a part of me that's very much just a big kid, and I don't think that's ever going to change now. I'm sometimes a lot more mature than other 24-year-olds, and sometimes I'm so much less mature than other 24-year-olds.
So are you still with your son's mother?
No, unfortunately we broke up just over a year ago. Actually, not long before I started doing stand-up comedy. It was one of the catalysts that got me to do things that I've been waiting to do.
So just to go back to your hour.
Yep.
How are you feeling about it? Do you think this experience will have an effect on you?
I think it will, but I don't know what that effect will be, and that's quite exciting. I think one of the things I'm excited about is I don't know exactly what's going to happen up there. I could get told a secret that really affects me by someone who's watching, and that would be really exciting. I could find out something about someone I know, or just the interaction with the public and all of that. I don't know what's going to happen. That's exciting.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's fantastic. Thank you.